From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russian-backed government forces in southwest Syria resumed a two-week offensive Wednesday after negotiations with rebels over a government takeover failed. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Russian warplanes targeted the town of Tafas, northwest of the provincial capital Daraa, and Sada to the east. In the recently recaptured town of eastern Gharia, Ba'ath Party official Hassan al-Rafai said reconciliation efforts are running in tandem with military operations. Jordan, home to hundreds of thousands of Syrians, has been seeking a negotiated settlement. Hundreds of thousands more have fled the latest fighting. Anders Petersen is the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Jordan.
We need a ceasefire. We need some kind of humanitarian pause. We need access. And we also need an environment within which our partners can work. Because right now, it's not only a question about getting items into the country, but we also need conditions under which partners can work.
Meanwhile, Islamic State acknowledged that a son of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was killed in Homs province while fighting Syrian and Russian forces. However, it did not reveal when he died. French President Emmanuel Macron is ending his two-day visit to Nigeria and Lagos, meeting Wednesday with young entrepreneurs. He encouraged them to innovate to help change the world.
If you want to change this world, if you want to change your country, if you believe in your innovation, in your projects, just make it feasible, just create, just dare, and just do it right now.
The French leader was accompanied by the chairman of the United Bank of Africa, Tony Oyomachi Elumelu. This is VOA News.